Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host tonight, Karen Nowicki, and we have a very special segment and series tonight. It's Kids and Horses with Scott Foundation Thought and Service Leaders, and I would like to welcome back to the studio Rosa and Autumn. Welcome back, ladies.
Hello. Thank you for having us again.
You're welcome. Thrilled to have you. So let's kick it off by having each of you just share a brief story about yourself and really what your experience has been like coming through the foster care system. And they're both pointing to each other like, you go first. No, you go first. So rock, paper, scissors.
Autumn's going first.
Autumn said she'd go first. So tell Autumn, who are you? And really just a brief summary about your life through the foster care system. And then we'll talk a little bit about what it's like to have Scott Foundation in your life as well.
Well, I've been in and out of foster care since I was three. This is actually my first ever group home that I've been in, but it's a lot better than all my other housings. Scott's Foundation has made such an impact in my life. It's helped me become more confident and more outgoing, and also giving me the responsibilities of having a family, and I really like that.
Yeah. You mentioned that this is the first time you've been in a group home. So for our listeners who aren't aware, Scott Foundation isn't the group home.
No.
It's an organization that. No, that's okay. Because I'm familiar, of course, because we've gotten to know each other. But I want to make sure our listeners know that, too. So growing up, really since three, you've grown up through the foster care system.
Yeah.
And the group home feels like a good fit now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, ish. And what, can you share a little bit? It's all you've known, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at and compare maybe your life maybe to other people, which we all do, right? the grass is always greener on the other side. Got them laughing. Sorry about that. It is internet radio, so we can use those words. How would you explain foster care to someone who may not have had that experience in their life?
So basically, a child is taken away from their parents or their guardians at the time because of unfit placement. And so basically, they get placed into the foster system. They go to a group home, kinship, or to a foster placement, or sometimes even shelters or clinical group homes. And basically, they get taken away from their family until they prove to the court that they're able to take care of that child, and if not, then they just stay or get adopted.
Excellent explanation. Yes. Right. Wonderful. Yeah, Rosa's nodding her head yes as well. So Rosa, let's have you introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us your story, your foster care story, or your life story. Has it been as long as 3 years old as well?
No. I got into the system when I was 12 years old, and I was there for 3 years and a half. But I was like, I'm grateful enough that I didn't get a bad experience in my group home. I was in a group home, just one group home, my whole 3 years and a half. I didn't switch around anything. But at first, I was separated from my brothers. And that really sucked. They separated. But like, me and my sister were together. And then my two brothers were in another group home for like 2 months. Until my group home manager, she got us back together. So I was really grateful for that.
And so, great. So two very different examples, age-wise entering into the system as well as experiences. So thank you both for sharing
and
those.
And I got adopted last year, November.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
By my aunt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Love hearing that. Very good. And so your experience then with, who is Scott Foundation to you?
Well, let me just say quick.
Yes.
Like when I was... I've never really had like a family to like lean on and everything. And I would like pray to have somebody like that. And I feel like God answered my prayers for being a Scott Foundation to my life, to be honest, because I'm getting like teary-eyed.
Same.
But it's just a really special group and has a big place in my heart. And I love every single person that's in it.
And I know we and everybody loves you right back. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And we there's never a time we don't cry when Scott Foundation is on air with us. So I'll grab the tissue. Hang on. Literally grabbing the tissue. So thank you. So how do each of you feel that you and Scott Foundation are making the world a better place as thought and service leaders? And just speak from your heart as you've begun to do.
Well, we're a small family of seven. I feel like being a thought and service leader will really change the world because it brings people together, and we try our hardest to help whoever needs help, because we didn't have that when we were in the group homes. We didn't have people that did stuff for us. And I feel like coming together as a family and try to help other people that don't have that is just great. And I feel like it shows others that they should do the same and help the community.
So basically, we've had a lot of different experiences. We've helped countless people by doing the toy box, Operation Toy Box. And it was for kids that weren't able to get Christmas presents. And that was like one of the best experiences for me. It was kind of sad, but very happy at the same time, because you saw the kids come up and they were so scared and like nervous to even like ask for a present. And once you gave it to them, you saw them turn around and you saw the smiles on their faces after they walked away. And it made me cry because it was so amazing to see like how grateful they were. And it was just one of the best things. Now we're trying to raise money for horses. We're also doing a bunch of other different things. By doing the kids and horses, we're raising money for horses. And on top of that, we're going to be earning money for a Rusty's Angels sanctuary for elderly dogs, and that's later in the year. But yeah, so there's like a couple different things that we've done, and no matter what, we've always been there for each other during our hard times as well. Like I went through something very hard last year, but everybody in the Scott's Foundation was there to support me and help me get through it. And you know, the best way I can put it is Scott's Foundation is literally a foundation for foster kids that they haven't had. And it's helped us, and I know it's going to be able to help other kids. And also, we're here to help the community and become a better community instead of being on our phones all the time.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah.
What a great example of obviously servant leadership. I think so many people find when they have challenging or difficult beginnings, you know, whether it's a physical thing or if it's a lack of family support or poverty, many people let that be the reason, and I'll use the word excuse in little air quotes, but they let that become an excuse or the reason why they don't go on to serve others. And Scott Foundation, it sounds like from what you're sharing, is teaching you exactly the opposite of that, that it's giving you the opportunity to shift that and to stand in the power of who you are.
Yeah, so that's basically what the Scott Foundation is about. It's supposed to be telling the people about our story, but also saying that because of what's happened to us doesn't make us who our past is. Like, we are becoming the people that we want to be because we've had tragic past, but we're going to make a brighter future because of it.
It's interesting. Most of the inspirational leaders and speakers that I have an opportunity to hear from and learn from, whether they are guests on any of our shows or people that I read about or, you know, even watch on YouTube, it's fascinating to me some of the backgrounds of these people and the challenges as well as the triumphs that they've been able to create, right? So just as many people that let it be the reason why they don't succeed or fall in love or do the things that they want to do is because they feel that they're held back from their experiences, there are countless others who use those things as catalysts for an amazing life and the ability to serve. And so I consider, obviously, your Scott Foundation family right up there with those, the best of the best. So why horses? We're going to talk about some of the projects that you guys are involved in, but tell us about helping horses, the rescue horses.
Last summer, I mean, before summertime came, and we talked to Curry, the head of the horse rescue, and we talked about what they're doing and how they're helping the horses and why they even have horses to begin with. And there's a lot of horses that have been moved because of because of overgrazing in some areas, like in the Colorado River, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not Colorado, sorry, the Salt River.
Okay, of course.
There was horses down there, and they ended up getting moved because they were not able to stay there because of overpopulation. And a lot of people don't know how to deal with overpopulation. They usually end up taking like all the horses or the baby horses. However, that's not the right way to do it. And Curry knows how to do it responsibly and well, and for like actually helping the horses, but also helping others that need to stop the overpopulation. It helps them like get more equipment to take care of the horses and feed and stuff like that. Basically, how we're doing it is we're selling raffles to businesses by going up to them and asking if they want our help, and we give raffles to them. Basically, when people buy tickets, it goes to the horses. The money goes to the horses. Do you want to share more about it, Rosa?
Yeah. So our goal for how much we want to earn, like, we want to, like, how do you say it?
Our goal
to raise money is 25,000 by the end of the year. It's a big number, but I know we could do it. We chose horses because you could say it.
With your help.
Yeah, with your help.
Yeah, good point. I'm going to have you come back to that. When the Scott Foundation founder, Colleen, had first told me about that financial goal, at first I went gulp, but I didn't want her to see that gulp because it felt like it was huge. But as she began to explain, which I know you girls will do for our listeners, about how this is going to come to be, it was like, oh my gosh, it's just almost a no-brainer. And we, as to Autumn's point, we do need people's help, yeah, right? But it's magical and it's such a fun way. So go ahead and keep speaking to how folks can get involved.
So let me just say about the raffle.
Yeah.
The raffle teaches us how to like promote different businesses, and it also teaches marketing skills. You know, like not all the kids learn about that at a young age like us. And we're helping merchants and businesses by bringing in customers and raise awareness to them. And we also promote them by bringing business in. And
so basically it's a win-win situation for everybody, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the participating merchants are Carl Wright's, the coffee shop, Grotto Cafe, the Cave Creek Olive Oil Company, Local Johnny's, Crooked Sky Farms, the Horny Toad, Harold's, Heart and Soul, Big Earl's, and Filiberto's.
Excellent. So those are the participating merchants,
yeah, the
in the Cave Creek and Carefree area, which is where Triple R Rescue is, right?
Yes.
And so how great is that? And will there be more added to, or is that, those are the merchants right now?
That's just for right now. There's more coming because we aren't done asking businesses for their help for selling the raffles. It's just as of now, this is the one
starter
right now.
Yeah. We want to get 30 or more. Yeah. 30 or more.
Hopefully you guys will help.
Yes. And so speak to how these businesses are helping. Can you give us some examples of how the raffle works and how the whole fundraiser comes together?
So we give raffle tickets to a business after they approve, and they give us an item or 10% off or whatever they want to do for their promoting of their business. So every single time someone comes in, they sell the raffle for $10, and then $2 goes back to them for their business, and they do not have to pay for the raffles to be handed to them and their business. They're just selling them, and basically the rest of the money goes to the horse rescue. And by just selling 5 tickets a day in a business can make us reach our goal at the end of the year.
That's the most exciting part, I think, that it really isn't a great requirement for either a patron of one of these businesses or the merchant themselves. It literally is a win-win all the way around, and a way for everybody to kind of elevate and come together in the community on behalf of, obviously, Triple R Rescue and these horses that need us, but also you kiddos, Scott Foundation Thought and Servant Leaders. And to Rosa's point, what an amazing opportunity for you guys to come from a place of business, right? And have to go out there and kind of cold call, in a sense, and ask people to get involved. and sell them on the idea. I mean, it really is. It's selling and it's marketing. And how fantastic that you're given this opportunity. When it's something you're passionate about, it comes easy, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
I think some of the butterflies in our stomach, you know, I have to do some sales with Business Radio X as well. And I get those initial butterflies. But the second I start to talk about what I'm passionate about and the difference that I know that I can make.
It's so much easier. It's 100% normal. Like nothing is even happening.
It's a conversation.
Yep.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So how people can help by going to the businesses and paying for a raffle ticket. I'm just going to say right now, I really like the Cartwright's blueberry pie.
I really like Cartwright's pie. Overall, period.
Oh my gosh. The pie is amazing.
We had that benefit concert there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I think it's the best meal I've had in my entire life.
Yeah, it's amazing food. And if you actually go to the business and you ask for a raffle ticket, you get to get free pie every single time you go in until December 31st. And you can go to any business and they have a different product that they will be giving out until the 31st of December.
So get your raffle tickets now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
The sooner you get them, the more you can benefit from the opportunity.
The way that you can buy tickets is either online or going over to the businesses.
If you're a business that would like to help us, just contact Colleen Walski at 480-688-9800. Once again, 480-688-9800. Or email Colleen at scottfoundation.com.
Yeah, and there is a hyphen between Scott and Foundation. So Scott is S-C-O-T-T dash, and then, of course, foundation.com. Colleen at Scott Foundation, Scott-Foundation. So good. Excellent, ladies. Wow, look at you. I could, like, sit back and shut off my mic and just watch you in action. That is the goal here, by the way.
And also, if you can go to the businesses at anytime or anything like that, you can actually buy tickets online by going to www.fosterkidsandhorses.org, and every single one of those first letters are capitalized. Again, www.fosterkidsandhorses.org.
So what else do you have to share with us?
Oh, Autumn, when is the raffle drawing?
It's during mid-December at Rancho Manana Golf Club in Cave Creek, and we don't have the date or the time announced yet. However, it will be coming soon.
Okay. Anything else we want to share about Triple R or this particular project to help support the rescue horses?
Nothing.
Except for having help? Nope.
Okay, yeah, right. Just a request again. Yeah, get involved, help us out. Excellent. Now let's talk a little bit more about those senior dogs. You mentioned that. And I know that's a project that's happening right now, right? So you're doing this Triple R rescue thing and the raffles with the merchants in Cave Creek. But at the same time, you're also working on helping these senior dogs as well, right?
Yes.
So speak to that for us.
Well, on Saturday, November 17, from 11 to 3 p.m., we're having a fashion tea party to support senior dogs at Rescue's Angel Sanctuary. And the Fashion Paw Tea is actually a fashion show and a tea party for dogs. People will be bringing their dogs and putting on costumes, and they'll walk the runway with their dogs. It's going to be pretty cool.
And it's the cutest name. So when you say Fashion Paw Tea, it's not P-A-R-T-Y. It's fashion and then the word P-A-W for paw, right? And then T-T-E-A. Brilliant.
Which is funny because a lot of people think it's party, but
it's a play on the words. It is a party for sure, but it's also a play on words. Love it.
Oh, and then actually it's going to be at Cartwright, so Chef Brett is actually going to be preparing the gourmet plates for the puppies.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty cool.
Okay, now wait, say that again. Chef Brett will actually be preparing a
gourmet for the puppies. Yes.
Yep. The those dogs lucky, will be eating
those
too.
Lucky dogs. Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Those lucky dogs. Oh my, and I mean that sincerely because Chef Brett is amazing. So has that ever been done before? Do you think?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either.
How fun is that? And so, what else do we need to know about the Fashion Paw Tea coming up?
Well, there's going to be tables available. So whoever wants to come, bring their dog. And yeah, everybody's welcome.
You can get tickets by going to www.scott-foundation.org/2018-fashionpaw-paw-t.hotmail.
HTML. Yep, absolutely. So, and at scottfoundation.org, if you can't remember the longer extensions, yeah, you can really, it's a great website. You can navigate through both of these servant leader projects and help these kids out, in addition to the animals that they're helping out. And under the events page, right? Am I right in thinking that that's where you would go, a tab, yeah, under the events page? Right. But that long extension, again, one more time, that Adam just shared, scott-foundation.org, and that's 2018 Fashion Paw Tee. Fantastic. And one of you mentioned, I think a second ago, that it is a dog-friendly event, right? So it's not just dogs who have been invited in to, you know, kind of be in the fashion show, but as a guest, you could bring your pet as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically, it's a fashion paw tee, so not only are we raising money for dogs, but also dogs are definitely welcome to come and to be dressed up and walk the
catwalk. Isn't,
yeah,
that funny?
Yeah, catwalk.
The dog walk. The catwalk.
Yeah, the catwalk.
Right.
Oh, so we also, for the entertainment, two of our thought and service leaders, Autumn, Sarah Ann and Kalina, are going to be doing a story. Like, yeah, Sarah Ann prepared everything. She wrote it out. And it's pretty cool. And we're also reading our haikus, their poems we wrote.
I love it.
About each other. Yeah. Like, oh, it's about, wow, ourselves. Yeah,
yeah.
It's about ourselves.
Don't let her not, like, talk about what she's doing either. Because her and Susan are actually going to be doing our makeup and our hairs. Rosa, yes, is the person
artist
that's doing the makeup. Susan is doing everybody's hair how they want it. And Ephraim, Rosa's sister, will be
Rosa's brother.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Ephraim.
I'm so tired.
No, that's okay.
Brother, he's actually designing the clothes that we're going to be walking in.
Wow. Everybody has a huge, yeah, role to play in this.
Yes.
And I have heard each of you speak outside of these studio walls, and each of you are amazing speakers. I know Colleen and Tim and I have spoken about it before, that it's just amazing to watch not only the community and the family and the deep connections that you all have, but how we get to see that is through the way that you show up when you're teaching us about Scott Foundation and how you're serving. You speak better than many of the adults that I, you know, that are in business for themselves. And so kudos to you. And I remember, I think it was Kalina who shared at the benefit concert her own little,
oh, yeah,
poem.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
She's really good at it.
Blown away. Blown away. And I know we've talked about your love for fashion and makeup and all that. So it's really, yeah, great to hear you, Rosa, creating an opportunity to give back to your family in this way for this event.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I can't wait. So excited.
Yeah. So anything else that I hadn't thought to ask about either event? Yeah.
I don't really think so.
So just another invitation again for people to come out to both events and participate. And really for our listeners who are just interested in learning more about Scott Foundation, again, scott-foundation.org is the place to go. Getting to know these kids is amazing. We initially met through the Tao Healing Center. Rosa, were you here when Ivan did the first radio segment? That I don't think you were here,
no,
but Autumn,
yeah,
was.
I was here.
Yeah. And so we've known each other for just almost a year, I think. No, it hasn't been 2 years, has it? I think
it's almost actually 2 years.
Has it really, yeah, been? Oh my gosh. Incredible. Yeah.
And you know how I know? Because, yeah, 1 year ago, me and Ephraim were at Sedona, and this is our second year. And I've been in it the same amount of time that I've been in my group home, which is almost 2 years.
2 years you've been there.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. How many other homes had you been in prior? Do you?
I'm
countless.
Not going to count that.
Yeah, yeah. Good. So, yeah, thank you for, like, setting me straight. Don't ask that question. I've been in this home, which is where I belong, for 2 years now. Good.
Yeah.
I appreciate
but
it.
But it's the same. It's almost the same as, like, foster care, because a lot of kids move out of that home. There's 9 girls besides myself. And there have been so many moves from,
yeah, I could relate.
Just that one.
Similar for
house.
You, Rosa.
Yeah, like in a group home, people come and go. So, yeah, you can't really get attached to someone because then,
no,
they leave.
Which is why, again, Scott Foundation is so important, because people are not leaving. They're there
we're
for
stuck.
You. Yeah. You're stuck.
We're a foundation. In a good way.
Yeah.
We're a foundation that sticks together.
Love it. All right, ladies. Before we close out, I think I remember, and I don't think we mentioned it today. Can you speak to why you decided to help the horses? You had a horseback experience, didn't you? You had an opportunity to go see the horses?
Yes.
Can you speak to that briefly, just to help people get a feel for why this became a passion project for you as an organization?
In my point of view, I decided to help the horses because, well, when I had that experience, it was just amazing, you know, like the horses, just because they're animals doesn't mean they don't go through nothing. They each have their story, like each one of us. They each go through stuff like tragedy and stuff, and they don't always get the things they need. So we decided to help them because we fell in love with them. Like as like when we first seen them, we were like, oh my God, these horses are so amazing and they need our help, and we're going to do whatever we can to help them, because we never had, like, we didn't have people to help us. So we want to help them to give back.
The word for me that shows up when I think about horses is majestic. They're just amazing creatures. And for you guys to see and spend time with these horses, a lot of us say when we see something, gosh, I want to do something about this. I want to help do this, yeah. Right? When in that moment, I think a lot of us like, I'm going to make a difference. I want to donate, or I want to volunteer my time. And then we go back to our homes, we go back to our jobs or school, and we forget that we've made that verbal commitment. You guys haven't done that. You're clearly staying committed to seeing this through to make, yes, a big difference. And to Rosa's point, given that these horses haven't always been cared for in the way that, you know, other horses have been, who have been, you know, domestic horses, if that's even the right word. But how does that make you feel to help in this way with the horses and an opportunity really to give back overall in the work you do through Scott Foundation?
Well, all I can say is that I'm proud of myself. Like, I could say that I did it, because there's a lot of people that say, oh, I'm going to help, but they never do. Like, they never, like, have time, or they don't give themselves time to do it. And I'm just proud of each of one of us. Autumn, I'm proud of you too. Proud of everybody that we're actually doing something, you know? We're not, like, going day by day and not do anything. Like, every day we try. And, yeah, I'm just proud.
And not just giving it lip service, right? That's the phrase we use. You know, a lot of people will just talk about helping, but they
won't walk the walk.
But they won't walk the walk, right.
Yep.
And Autumn, how does it feel for you?
So when I met a horse a while back, before I even, like, rode the horse at the thing, and it was a therapy horse. And honestly, horses are very therapeutic, and they make you feel like you can literally connect with a horse without even knowing it. And that's the thing. People don't take the time and pay attention to the horses because they just think, oh, they're really pretty. And then they just like are okay, cool. But there's those people that actually do understand the true meaning of like the horse and how they can help you and how they're such good listeners and how they actually have a life and have feelings too. And knowing that and knowing that they have a story just like ours makes us want to help as much as we can. And also, it's funny because the first day that we were there, we started talking like, hey, what can we do to help the horses?
Right away. Yeah.
What is there that we can do? Because we connected with the horses in a way that most people don't anymore. And we just really want to have the opportunity to be giving the way that we never got back to us. And, you know, giving out to horses and helping them feel safer from their tragedy, because we have a family right now with us. It makes me very happy and proud of everybody, including Rosa.
Thanks.
And everybody in the Scott's Foundation, because like she said, we don't give up. We want to, when we set a goal, we're going to keep going at it. If it takes longer, it's going to take longer, but we want to do the right thing and we aren't going to stop from doing it.
Yeah. And I always had a love for animals. Like, not a long time ago, I found a kitten in my backyard. And I was so sad because it was lonely. And then I looked it up. I was like, I just looked up, like, how long does the mom take to, like, come back to this kitten? Then they were like, wait half a day. And if the mom doesn't come back, then do something about it. So I waited and I was crying. I was like, oh, it's going to die out there. I don't want it to die. So I waited, you know, because maybe the mom will come back. But she didn't. She didn't come back. And I was like,
I'm going to take it in. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let it die out there. And so I took it in and I went to PetSmart, bought a formula, bought everything that I needed. And I kept it for 2 nights and 2 days. And then I called Colleen. I was like, I have a kitten and I already called every shelter and everything. And they don't take abandoned animals. They didn't want to take it. I don't know. Well, that's what they told me. So I called her. I was like, what are we going to do? Like, I can't keep it. Like, cause I have a dog.
And, but we have to do something.
Yeah. We have to do something. We can't let it just like die, you know? So she came over like two days later and like took it and like, she's good now, right? Like, yeah, well, she's perfectly fine.
And
now.
Colleen has this love for cats, I believe.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes,
so it
definitely.
Was a natural fit. I love it. What a great story.
Hey, Colleen, just FYI, you might get another cat. I actually saw a kitten and it's been around my neighborhood and I've been like very scared for it because it just sits in the road and does nothing. Oh. And it scares the living heck out of me because I do not want it to die. And I'm like, Caitlin, if I get that cat, I'm going to bring it in. And she's like, Autumn, I wouldn't have a problem. But since we live in a group home, you know, there's regulations. I'm like, you know what? Fine. We are going to call some people and get that cat to safety because I'm not going to have that cat die on me because yeah. It's a baby kitten. I mean, it's too small to even know what's going on and it's too scared. So it's like it will get eaten. And I do not want that.
Oh my gosh.
Just like Rosa, I love cats and dogs.
I like
and all animals.
Love it, and you, the compassion and the respect that you have for living beings is perfect. To Autumn's point, when you were describing the horses and how, if we give time to get to know a horse, they speak to us, and we can sense their feelings. As you're speaking about that and sharing that example, I can't help but think that that's, and you rounded out to say this in so many words as well. That's who we are as a human race as well. We are not just these beings walking around, you know, working and making money and, you know, having kids and doing our thing.
We're not robots.
We're not robots, right? And to your point at the very beginning of the show, like you girls and your family at Scott Foundation are stepping away from the phones and having relationship with each mm-hmm. other and learning how to read each other and sense how people are feeling. And that really from someone who's just kind of on the outside of Scott Foundation, I mean, I play and I'm in there a little bit when I can, but that's what I've observed, that each of you have become just these magnificent human beings who are in commitment to giving back in a way that's much bigger than yourself. And certainly we've had an opportunity to see a little bit of that today. So we're ready to close out the show, but I want to thank you guys again for being here. Was there anything else that we want to make sure that we share with everybody?
Yeah. So basically at Rusty's Sanctuary for Dogs, we had an experience there. We met all the dogs and there was a lot of dogs that really needed help. And sadly, one of them that I connected to, Noelle, she ended up passing away a week after we saw her. And honestly, it made me really sad. But there's a lot of dogs there that need the help. And the fashion paw tea is definitely a big thing that people can do to help. Because like I said, animals are definitely therapeutic. And they have feelings and lives that matter as well.
Well said. And when we get closer to the fashion paw tea, I know we'll switch gears. I think as an organization and partner with Business Radio X and make sure that we help more people know about Rusty and all the work that they're doing. So thank you for sharing that as a little prelude to what's to come as we get closer.
Well, thank you.
And
too.
Thank you so much for having us on the show again.
It's always a highlight for me. I need to get you in here more frequently. Wink, wink, wink towards Colleen. it's a lot. And our hope is really, we talked not too long ago, our hope is that we can come out towards Cape Creek and Carefree. And if we can't get the business owners here to help celebrate what they're doing and how they're involved and talk a little bit about their businesses, we're going to see if we can find a way to get me there. So we're working on that. Thank you again, ladies, for spending your evening with us. And for our listeners, we hope that we've had an opportunity to inspire you and, would love to see you get involved with Scott Foundation, either, you know, in a big way or a little way. Everything does make a difference. And certainly these kids have an amazing way to find a way into our hearts very quickly. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within Mac 6 and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.